Sorry, Jeff.
Scenes from protests by striking UC graduate student workers across the state yesterday. Well, today, after nearly 3 weeks, the University of California has reached a tentative deal with some of the nearly 50,000 striking workers. Today, representatives for workers announced a breakthrough on higher wages and cost of living increases for postdoctoral and academic researchers. But the demands of thousands of other workers have not yet been met, and so the strike will continue just as the fall term winds down on all 10 UC campuses. Final exams are supposed to be given and taken now, but who knows if that's going to happen by the end of the semester. Here to talk about this is Blake Jones. He covers California education for Politico. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. Okay, so let's talk first about this tentative deal. What's in it?
Sure. So one of the big tenets that union organizers were able to get at the bargaining table are, you know, pretty significant raises for both the postdoctoral scholars and the academic researchers who are involved in negotiations and are on strike. So for postdoctoral scholars, they're going to be seeing a raise to a base pay to almost $65,000 a year. And these are full-time workers who are going to be getting a raise of a few thousand dollars. Also in these contracts, though, are provisions on transit, such as discounts on, you know, mass transportation and also on use of e-bikes and some other non-economic proposals dealing with anti-harassment and anti-bullying policies. We've seen agreements on a lot of different provisions for these two groups.
And is this what they wanted? Is it close to what they wanted? How far apart are they, were they?
Yeah, so this is pretty close to what they wanted. The salary, you know, base ranges in particular are pretty closely aligned with what the United Auto Workers have been calling for the last few weeks. Granted, the two groups that were able to, you know, get over this impasse in negotiations were not the ones that had the largest sticking points with the university. And, you know, as you mentioned, many of the workers that are on strike still are yet to reach an agreement and have wide gaps between their pay proposals and the universities.
Mm, right. So that's about 36,000 still on strike. And then I understand that the postdocs will honor the picket line and not resume their work either. Mm-hmm. So tell us what the sticking point is there with the 36,000 graduate student workers.
Yeah, aside from salaries, which the university and the workers are still pretty far apart on, there are a couple of other proposals that the university has said would be too expensive to implement. One of those is tying salaries directly to housing costs at local campuses. And that's something that these remaining 36,000 who are primarily part-time employees and are often graduate students have been calling for. And the university has said that this proposal could cost in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and the two groups are yet to breach an impasse on this. The other is, you know, just straight up salaries. The union workers are in this group are looking for a doubling of their salary to about $54,000 for part-time work, while the university has offered an average of about a 7.2% pay increase. Mm. They still remain, you know, miles apart.
Yeah, that is a huge, huge difference. So meanwhile, 3 weeks, it goes on and the end of the semester is looming. What does this mean for students who need to take exams, need to finish up their coursework?
Well, a lot of that depends on which classes the students are in, frankly, because, you know, disruptions are obviously continuing because among the groups that are still on, you know, still on strike and yet to reach an agreement with the university are teaching assistants, graduate student researchers, and many of the people who, you know, would be grading final exams, for instance, or helping administer them. So yeah, for some students, this may mean a delay of finals. It may mean that there's a delay in them getting grades for the semester. And that's especially the case because over the last few days, more and more professors who are not on the picket line but are trying to stand in solidarity with students have pledged not to grade any work, not to turn in grades to the university, or to even hold classes as the academic term comes to an end, unless we see a resolution of contract negotiations. And it's been about 250 professors who have done this. So there are limits to how much that could impact campus operations, but you know, still certainly of note and really significant.
Right. Well, what are the long-term consequences of this, ongoing strike, and the fact that it could very well be that the semester ends, or the quarter, it depends on which campus you're on, ends without any resolution of this. And then there's the winter break. And then, 4 weeks, 6 weeks later, classes are supposed to resume again. So what are people thinking could happen long term?
Sure. It depends on the timeline that we're talking about. So over the next few weeks, we don't know what this means for students getting grades or completing their academic work for the semester, which, as we know, is tied up in scholarships, is tied up in research grants. But also in the longer term, some in the university's leadership have raised issues regarding how this could impact their eligibility for getting national grants that help pay for some of these graduate student researchers who are yet to reach an agreement. And some are worried that, for example, if you're a graduate student researcher who is funded by a national grant, but part of your salary is also covered by the university, that if the work is not continuing to be done, that it could hurt the university's eligibility as they continue to apply for grants in the future. But much of that could hinge on how much longer the strike occurs. There is some optimism, at least within the union, that there could be a close of negotiations over the next week or two, especially as the university pivots, all of its focus to the remaining two of four bargaining units that are yet to reach a contract.
All right. We will check back in with you as this progresses. Blake Jones covers California education for Politico. Thank you.
Thank you.